Welcome to Live Into Your Best Life, a show where people learn how to go from where they are to where they'd like to be in any area of life. If you're looking for a new job, wanting to improve your relationships, or even reclaim your health, Polyskaya will share with you a simple formula that can take you on a journey to begin to live into your best life in all areas of life. Now sit back and begin your journey.
Hello, and welcome to Live Into Your Best Life. I'm Polyskaya, your show's host, and today I have a special show for you. It's a recording of a conversation between me and my mom. And I'm a little vulnerable in sharing this. When I did the recording, it was when I was writing the book, Next Stop, Your Dream Job, Navigating Your Journey to Professional Happiness. And one particular evening, I just got the idea that I should swing by and visit my mom and do a recording and interview her about her career path. Now, I want to share, this recording is simply a recording I did on my phone, and it is outside the assisted living that she resided at. And you will hear one of her friends came up to talk to us during the recording, and I point out a bunny, and there's a lot of traffic driving by. But the recording is very special to me. I did this recording with my mom when she was almost 80 years old, and she had Alzheimer's and dementia. And it really was important for me to have her story as part of the book, and now to share the lessons of her journey on my podcast. I hope that you enjoy the conversation, and at the end, I'll recap a few little nuggets that I'm hoping you grabbed. Until then, enjoy a conversation between Claudia Skaya and her daughter.
So, I am recording my mother, Claudia Skaya.
Yes, you are.
So, it's July 26th, 2023, and Mom, what this is... I'm going to create a book that's nothing like anything that's out there. So it's not going to be like a textbook or a book that people are going to be bored sitting and reading, but it's going to be an activity book. Okay. I'm going to give everybody examples of things to do and how to get out of their own way. And something that I've discovered lately, so Daddy used to always tell me, you can do, be, and have whatever you want. You just have to want it.
Yeah.
And I tell people that, and they're like, yeah. And then they say, but I want this, and I don't have it. And I say, do you really want it? And then they're like, of course I do. Who wouldn't? And I'm like, but do you? And when I challenge them on that, they're like, oh, because if I had it, then I'd have, you know, and so they don't really want it. And I never realized, and I remember the day when I'd say, Dad, I'm doing this now. Dad, I'm doing this now. And then all of a sudden, one day I came home and I said, Dad, I got the perfect job. And he said, what is it? And I said, I'm a consultant. And he said, what's a consultant? And I said, it's a person who goes into companies and they use all their experience to help them. And he said, how did you get that? And I said, I've done so many different things that I can help anybody. And he laughed at me just like you are right now. So anyways.
Okay.
So that was funny.
Yeah.
And that was in what, 1993?
Daddy was funny.
Daddy was funny, yes. So that was in 1993. And so I've had a gazillion jobs and I've done a gazillion different things.
Right.
And that's okay. And in this day and age, people, if you stay in a job for a year and a half to 2 years, companies wonder what's wrong with you now.
Yeah.
And so what I wanted to learn from you and why I wanted to talk to you was when you were a kid, can you think back that far? Because you're going to be 80.
It's a long time ago.
You're going to be 80 in a month and a half. That's cool.
Aren't I 78?
No, you're 79. I'm 58. You're 79.
Oh.
Yeah. You'll be 80 in a month and a half.
Darn. Yeah. Okay.
Which is okay.
I get it. Has to be.
I know, right? You're still on this side of the ground.
There's only one alternative.
That's right.
I'm not ready for that yet.
Oh, there you go.
Okay.
So when you were a kid, how old were you when you had your first job?
Oh my gosh. Real job.
What did you do if it wasn't a real job?
I babysat, of course.
How much did you make when you babysat?
50 cents an hour.
Okay.
Big deal, huh?
That's what I made when I started babysitting.
Okay.
So that was pretty good because that was 20 years before.
Or whatever. Yeah. What did I do?
You used to work at a photo place.
A camera shop.
Camera shop.
Yeah.
There you go. A camera shop. How old were you when you did that?
Oh, gosh.
Were you in high school still? Or?
No, I was out of school.
Did you have a job when you were in high school?
No.
Okay.
My parents wouldn't let me work.
Oh, okay. That's different from nowadays, huh?
Very.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So then, did you have a job before the camera store? Or was that your first job?
I worked at Electrolab, which was an electronics, but I think that was probably after the camera shop.
Okay. And did you solder boards? Or?
I did cables.
Cables? Okay.
Yeah.
That means you twisted the wires to make the, and you put the coating on the cables? Or what does making cables?
No, that's like pinning the wires, putting the pins on them.
Okay.
And stuffing the pins into connectors.
Oh, okay. So all those things that we buy to connect computers and stuff, you built those cables back in the day.
Right.
Robots do that now.
Oh.
I know, right?
Okay.
They have robots that do it.
Oh, all right.
Not people anymore. Isn't that crazy?
That figures. I'm outdated.
But look at that tool that you used to do something that, because robots are doing repetitious jobs now. They're replacing people in those but robots can't replace people because they don't think and feel and understand. They're only as smart as we make them.
Yeah.
So then, okay, so did you have a job before the photo place, the camera place?
I don't think so.
So that was your first job.
Just
what'd you do there?
Babysitting.
Okay.
Oh, I was the sales. I was the person that sold.
So like customer service?
Yeah,
okay.
More or less.
Cashier?
Yeah.
Okay. What kind of cameras?
Whatever they had, whatever came in.
So probably, so was it like, was it new cameras or used cameras or?
Both.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Cool. And then you went to the company where you made cables.
Yeah, let's see, that was Electrolab.
Was that in California?
Yeah.
Okay.
Electrolab and also San Marcos, that was Libriscope.
Libriscope.
Yeah.
What'd you do there?
The same type of thing.
Oh, okay.
But I worked at Bill Jack's, too, and what did I do there?
Who's Bill Jack?
That was another electronic company.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. I did all that stuff.
Cool.
Yeah.
How old were you when you got the camera store? 18?
17 or 18.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because you graduated when you were 18, right?
No, I was 17.
You were 17?
Yeah.
Oh, so you started, when did you start kindergarten?
5.
Were you 5? Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, but your birthday is in September. Gotcha. Okay. So you were an early baby like Taylor.
Yeah.
Okay. Gotcha.
Right.
And so you did that. You did the camera place, and then you worked at three different cable or electronics stores or companies.
Yeah.
And then did you work after you married Dad?
Is this your daughter?
This is my oldest daughter.
You're so beautiful.
This is Polly.
She's my, I call her my Nima or Grandma.
Yes, she's everybody's grandma.
Yeah.
Or Grammy.
I just love her here.
Good. Yeah. She enjoys it. She likes hanging out with you too, so that's fun.
Yes,
of course.
Oh, you're just beautiful. I love you.
Thank you, Jamie. Did you work when you were married, when you got married to Dad?
I'm sure I did. I think I was at Electrolab. No, Libriscope.
Libriscope? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Uh-huh. But then after you got married, and then I was born.
Then I didn't work.
Then you didn't work.
No.
Okay.
After you were born, no, I didn't work.
And that's different from nowadays, too.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
That's crazy. And then how old was I when Dad moved us to Minot?
Oh, gosh.
Was I 2 or 3?
What year was that? I don't know.
I was born in 65.
Yeah.
Was it 68? No, 67?
Yeah, probably. You were
so
like
I was two
years old.
Okay. And then he wasn't there very long.
No.
And then we moved to southern Minnesota.
About a year. Yeah. Okay.
And then you didn't really work.
No.
Well, and then, so you had me, daddy had two jobs so that you could stay home with me.
Yeah.
And then you had my sister.
Yeah.
And while we were on the Schuller farm, you never had a job, right?
No.
Okay. And then we moved to the Swenson farm.
Yeah. And I got a job.
And then you got a job.
Yeah.
And what did you do?
With the electronics. I worked with cables.
What'd you do before that? Before you worked outside the house, you had a date. You had an in-home job.
Sewing, yeah.
Yeah, you sewed all those pretty doll clothes.
Doll clothes. Yep. Mm-hmm. Thousands.
Thousands of.
Yes.
Martha, that was, I remember, Martha's. It was in like 74, 75, 76, because it was right. The bicentennial.
Exactly.
Betsy Ross and my sister and I would snip and gather.
Yeah, I know.
So that you could get more production. Because you were paid by the piece, if I remember right. Yeah.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. That's cool. Yeah. I remember you sitting up at night, and I would come downstairs, and you were sewing, and you have your Coke and your cigarette, and you were sewing late at night.
Yeah. I did.
Yep. Well, you did what it took.
What it took, yeah.
And then you did that, and we walked bean fields.
Yeah.
And you worked for Microdynamics. Was that so after when my sister...
Microdynamics was... Before.
Before what?
I'm trying to remember where Microdynamics was. Was that in Encinitas or was it in...
No, it was in Montevideo.
Microdynamics?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah. It was in Montevideo.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you wanted to know what?
So how old was my sister when you started working outside of the house? Was that when she went to...
Probably 4 or 5.
Kindergarten full-time, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Probably. So she would have been 5. Yeah. Uh-huh. There's plenty.
Where?
Right by the tree.
Oh, there he
is. Yeah.
Oh, he's cute.
Isn't that cute?
Yeah, cute little guy.
And so then you went to work for the electronics company in Montevideo.
Yeah.
Microdynamics. It wasn't called that in the beginning, though.
No.
It was like Data something.
Data 100.
It could have been. Yeah. What did you do for them?
Cables and circuit boards.
Yeah, and you built circuit boards, right?
Yeah.
What were they used for?
Oh, gosh. All kinds of things.
Were they like radio circuit boards?
No.
No? Computer circuit boards?
More like that, yeah.
Computers?
Yeah.
Robots do that now, too. And then...
It's been replaced by a damn robot.
And then, let's see. And they would... I think they laid off in the summer... Or they like would put you guys on a layoff type of thing, and that's why you were able to manage the teams that walked the bean fields. Remember that?
Yeah, I do remember that, but I don't think I was working anyplace else.
Yeah,
it was just walking the bean fields.
Exactly. You would get laid off in the summer, so you'd get unemployment like 3 or 4 months,
right.
Yeah. And then you could walk the bean fields, and it was all cash, mm-hmm. So that didn't impact your unemployment.
No. Yeah.
And then, and daddy would get all the farmers to, it's like Mark Swenson and those guys, we would walk their fields.
Yeah.
And then, what else did you do? Oh, you sold Electrolux.
Oh. Yeah, not very long.
No, not very long.
I didn't like that.
No.
That wasn't me.
No.
No.
That wasn't you. But it was a good vacuum cleaner.
Yeah, that's true, it was.
Mm-hmm. You're not a salesperson.
It's the only thing that was good about it. No, I'm not a salesperson at all.
And, okay, so you worked at Microdynamics, and then wasn't there a time when you worked building trailer houses?
I did. What was that?
Because that was in Montevideo too, right? Yeah.
Friendship Homes.
Yep, Friendship Homes, yep.
Yeah.
How long were you there?
Not very long.
Okay.
Just a few months.
Okay. Was that a job you got while Microdynamics was quiet, or?
Yeah, I didn't have any other job.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was quiet then.
Where were you working when Daddy passed? Do you remember? That was Microdynamics, wasn't it? Because you were working that Saturday.
I got to think about it.
Because I remember you were at work.
Okay.
And Dad, because you guys were going to come up and see us. Dad was just waiting for you to get off work.
Yeah, it was in Montevideo.
Yep.
And I worked till noon. Yeah.
And then, so you stayed there until you moved to Vegas, right? You didn't have any other job? And then,
I don't think so.
And then when you moved to Vegas, what'd you do?
What'd I do? What'd I do in Vegas? Yeah, that's been a long time ago.
Worked at a casino.
Yeah, I did.
Mm-hmm. You were a banker.
Yeah, that's what I did.
Mm-hmm.
I was a cashier.
Cashier, yep.
Yeah.
And every now and then people tipped you?
Oh, yeah. I got good tips. Yeah.
That's good. Mm-hmm. And that's the only job you had out there, right? Was being a cashier?
Yeah. Yeah, it was.
And you worked, how old were you when you left that job?
Oh, God.
It was after Uncle Ralph died, right?
Yeah, I'm sure it was.
But was it it was, but had you left before you had your heart attack in 2014?
Oh my gosh.
Or was that what made you stop the job?
I don't think so. Got to think about that one. I don't think that was the reason I quit.
Had you quit before then? Let me rephrase that. How old were you when you stopped working?
Altogether? Oh, gee. Probably late 60s, early 70s.
Okay. Yeah. What was the favorite job you ever had?
Oh, my gosh. I never thought about it. Oh, dear. Favorite job. I said I never thought about it.
If you had, what do you think it would be?
Oh, I don't know. I like the electronics.
Mm, sounds like it.
I like the cables.
Mm-hmm. What did you like about it?
Starting out with bare wires and making it into something that ran the computers. And
very cool.
Yeah.
Making things go. Like an engineer, huh?
More or less.
Yeah. You also actually used to do, like, you decorated cakes and sold cakes. And you made arts and crafts and sold some of those.
Yeah. I've done all kinds of things.
You have?
I have, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's pretty cool. If you could have had any type of job and been paid to do whatever you wanted, what would you have chosen to do? What did you enjoy doing most? Not necessarily what job did you like the most, but what would you wish, if you had gotten to do whatever you wanted, what do you wish you had done?
I wish I had done. I don't know. Probably work with the little kids.
Like at a daycare or a preschool? Or
probably preschool, yeah.
You used to like to volunteer at our school.
Yeah,
you used to come on craft day and help us make those little Pum characters and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was fun.
I did.
You're also such a really good drawer. I remember the Campbell Soup labels. On those big drums, you replicated the Campbell kids. That was cool.
Yeah. I like drawing. I love drawing.
And when you were, how old was I in fifth grade? No, fourth grade.
Fourth grade.
I would have been 10. So when you were 31, you weren't a senior citizen.
No. Not quite.
Because we had Senior Citizen Day, and I asked if you were coming. Remember that?
What did I say?
And you said, I am not a senior citizen. And I said, really? And then you asked me, why don't you ask your dad? And I said, because he's not old enough.
Thanks a lot.
I still remember that. We were in the kitchen when that happened. It's funny. Kids, huh?
Yeah, kids. I tell you, kids.
Can you believe nowadays, like I was thinking back how people, like how you used to make hundreds of Christmas cookies. Remember that? And all the mints and all that
stuff? Oh, yeah.
People actually make really good money. In fact, my sister has a business making really good money decorating cookies now.
Oh, does she?
Yeah. It's very cool.
Yeah.
And like all the things that we made stuff at home, now you just go buy it.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
Which isn't that much fun. I mean,
it's not as fun.
No.
Nope. Henry and Hazel love to help me cook.
Oh, I'm sure. Little dolls. Yeah. Yeah,
they're pretty fun.
They are.
So
cute little kids.
Did you ever imagine when you were a kid that you would work until you were like in your late 60s, early 70s?
I never thought about it.
How come? Wasn't that people just didn't talk about or think about that kind of stuff?
Not really.
And
all of my parents, they just worked and worked. Mm-hmm. So I figured that's what I was going to do too.
Yeah. And you never went on to school after after high school, right? Yeah. But you didn't need to.
Uh-uh.
Yeah.
Not doing what I did.
Mm-hmm. Crazy.
Yeah.
So if you were to go back in time to when you were like 17, just before you were going to graduate from high school.
Okay.
What would you tell that younger you to consider doing so you could have even more fun at a job?
I never thought about that either.
I'm good at this.
Yeah, I don't know. What would I want to do?
What would you want to do? If you could have done anything, what did you enjoy doing as a kid?
Probably, I think I would have decorated the cakes and things. That was, yeah,
mm-hmm.
That was fun.
Cookie making, mm-hmm. Mint making, all yeah. The goodies, dessert shop. You could have had a dessert shop,
yeah,
Mom.
I could have. That would have been fun.
Mm.
I would have liked that.
What kind of things did you enjoy doing as a little girl?
As a little girl. How many years ago has that been? 80?
Mm-hmm.
No, not quite that
78,
old.
75 years ago? Like when you were like 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, when you and Aunt Pat would play?
We fought.
I know. Probably why my sister and I fought.
Probably. But he never fought like we did.
That's good.
That's right. Oh, that was very good. What's the question?
What types of things did you enjoy doing when you were a little girl?
I enjoyed sewing.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And that's cool that you had a job sewing. You got paid for it.
And playing with Dad. Not Dad, but Clifford.
That's Dad.
Your dad.
My dad, yeah.
Yeah.
Go on adventures.
Oh, yeah, mm-hmm. We did. And we water skied. Loved it. Yeah.
I still remember in 1976 when we went to Valley Fair.
Oh, do you?
Yep. And we made the lemon cake with the lemon frosting, and my sister just loved it.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember that.
Yep. We got the camper ready.
Yeah.
And then when Dad got home from work, you worked, and then you got home, and Dad got home from work, and then we ate quick, and then we headed up to the cities.
Yeah.
And then we got to hang out at the park
mm-hmm.
on Friday night, and then we went and slept in the camper, and then Saturday we got to be there all day.
Yeah.
That was pretty cool.
Went to Valley Fair.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I remember that.
Mm-hmm.
That was fun.
It was fun.
Good time.
So did you ever play dolls when you were little?
Oh, yeah. I did, and I made doll clothes.
Made doll clothes.
Oh, a lot of doll clothes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When you're on your featherweight?
Yeah. My lovely machine.
How old were you when you got that?
Shoot. Probably 13, 14.
Okay.
Wasn't that old.
I got my first sewing machine when I was 5.
Oh, okay.
My Singer?
Yeah.
With the crank. And I sewed my first Barbie doll clothes. You taught me how to make the darts and all the things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So if you were to sit down with Henry and Hazel and talk to them about what to think about if they were looking for a job, what would you tell them?
Get into something you like. Because you're going to be doing it a long time. See, what else would I tell them? Make sure it pays good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So it pays good and you like it, and what else? something that's always available, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Something that people need or that can't be replaced by a robot?
Yes.
But you had perfect timing. They needed people to do the job.
Yeah.
Right. Until they didn't, and by that time you didn't need them.
I didn't need them, mm-hmm. That's right.
So it worked out. Mm-hmm. Nice. Anything else you want to share?
Can't think of anything right now, but I might later.
Then you'll have to tell me.
I'll call you.
Yeah, then you'll have to call me.
Yeah, I will.
I hope you enjoyed that conversation. I hope that you find it was filled with some interesting tidbits. One of the nuggets that I want to make sure you take away is the importance of staying relevant. All kinds of jobs are being replaced by robots, AI. It's really important that you draw out what's that human connection and how can you continue to hone your skills so that you don't get replaced. Another idea that was brought out in the recording is how important it is to do what you enjoy. And the last thing that I want to just point out was towards the end of the recording, my mom talked about playing with dolls, and then she commented about how she made a lot of doll clothes. And if you remember earlier in the recording, she actually sewed doll clothes as a professional job. And so it's just really important to think about when we were kids and we really had fun doing different things. It's an indicator that maybe these are some of the things you can bring to life and get paid for. So until next time, like, subscribe, share the show, and check out the show notes. There's a link to grab the simple steps to my formula about moving forward with your life and begin living into your best life. Until next time, I'm Polly Skaya. Enjoy the journey.
Thank you for listening to Polly Skaya, your show host for Live Into Your Best Life. Check out the show notes and visit her at pollyskaya.com to learn more and continue your journey. Until next week, enjoy the adventure.